You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka the Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Now, we took a bit of a break, but we are back. And we're kind of picking up where we left off. So if you listened to the last episode, you know that I was meeting with Caroline Foster of the Beham Babes Walking Club, and I was talking to you about how walking and journaling go hand in hand, and we were talking about the benefits of walking, and I was talking to you about the See Jane Walk Challenge. So in case you didn't hear that episode, the See Jane Walk Challenge is something that I do every year where I challenge folks to walk for at least 30 minutes every day for 30 days. And I encourage them to journal for at least 3 minutes every day for 30 days. And so I'm partnering with the Beham Babes Walking Club for the challenge this year, which is wrapping up in just a few days. So sorry if you missed it, but you can walk on your own next month. But if you listened to that episode, then you heard me mention a member of the See Jane Write community. And See Jane Write, in case you're new here, is my community for women writers. You heard me mention a member of the See Jane Write community who did the See Jane Walk Challenge in 2020. And she never stopped. So she kept walking every single day. And that member is Miss Audrey Atkins. And she is here with me today. Hey, Audrey.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So Audrey has been a part of the See Jane Write community for a very long time. And like I said, in 2020, which is when I started the See Jane Walk Challenge, Audrey participated. And she just kept going.
Kept on going. Like Forrest Gump.
She just kept going. And this episode is special. And the reason I'm doing this episode for this week is because this week she will hit her 1,000th day.
Yes. 1,000 days.
1,000 days.
Have not missed a day.
Wow.
I know. Y'all. I cannot believe it. I calculated it. It's if you do an average of a mile and a half a day, uh-huh. And some days I've walked much more, that's over 1,500 miles.
Yes.
Like I could walk to California.
Yeah.
Like I Googled how, you know, what places are more than 1,000 miles away from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I could walk to Chicago a couple of times.
Yes. I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, what inspired you, first of all, to do the challenge in 2020? Why did you decide to participate in the challenge?
Well, I have to confess that, and you didn't bring me here to say this, but it was you personally and not the challenge.
Oh.
Because in 2020,
yes.
You know, we were all moping around and
yes. The world sucked.
Yeah. As you put it aptly, it was a dumpster fire.
Yes.
But for you, for so many more reasons than just this little global pandemic thing.
Yes. So in case you're new here, I was going through cancer treatment in 2020. I got diagnosed with cancer in January of 2020 and spent the rest of the year going through active treatment that included surgery, 5 months of chemo, 36 rounds of radiation, you know. All that fun stuff.
Not much.
Not much at all.
But through all that, you kept walking.
I did.
You did not miss your walking. So here I am, an extrovert, like stuck in my condo, all up in my fields. We've been confined. I'm depressed. I'm moping. Because I get my energy from being out, from being around mm-hmm. people. And when you can't go around people, I described it to somebody I felt like in the superhero movies, mm-hmm. like when Godzilla's coming or whatever, and you see the power grid shutting down yeah. across the big city, like, foom, foom, foom. I felt like my power grid was shutting yes. down. And I felt like I just needed to do something to get out of the house because I live in a condo. Many days I would not even go down to the lobby, wow. much less go outside. Mm-hmm. And so I decided, inspired by you, I thought if Javasia can go through all these trials and still get out and walk, then I can drag my reasonably healthy A double slinky letters down the elevator and go walk. So January 1st, 2021, I said, I'm going to walk at least 30 minutes every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put it all out there on the social media so everybody will know it. You know, I'm going to hold myself accountable. Yes. And I'm going to do it come hell or high water.
I love it.
And so, really, the challenge helped, but it was your personal inspiration and your personal story as my mentor and friend Aww. That got me out there in my Reeboks and and walking.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I really mm-hmm. appreciate that. And a little bit of backstory. So I had challenged myself to walk every single day of 2020. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, cancer happened. But I stuck with it. I walked every single day of 2020 in spite of all that stuff that I was doing. And so Audrey in 2021 was like, okay, mm-hmm. I can walk every day too. And y'all, she never stopped.
I know. Well, like I said, once I got to a year, I was like, well, why am I going to quit now?
Right.
You know? And it sort of gets to be like, you know how people talk about runner's high?
Yes.
I guess it's like a walker's high.
Yes.
Because I thought, well, I've gone this far. Like if I miss a day now, like I'm going to have to start back over right. at one. Like right. I can't miss.
Yes. So, you know, science shows that that walking can help you with so many different things. And it seems, you talk about this walker's high, so it seems mm-hmm. like that it definitely has been boosting your mood well, as you've been doing it.
It definitely did, especially when I needed it the most, mm-hmm. you know, during the pandemic. It's boosted my mood. I feel like I'm not what you might call an athletic person. You know, I'm not. You know, I'm healthy, but I'm not a gym rat or anything mm-hmm. like that. But I feel stronger.
Yeah.
I feel like I have more stamina. Now when I go on trips, I can walk further and enjoy mm-hmm. it more. It's really sort of helped me seek out more physical activities. I also started bike riding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people say, well, do you walk even if you ride 5 or 10 miles on your bike? Yes.
Okay.
I still do it. Yeah. Like bike riding does not equal walking.
Yes.
I'm going to get my mom, ride my bike, then walk my 30 minutes. And so I've sought out other more enjoyable physical activities to do. So I do feel healthier. I feel mentally more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to it. Like
yeah.
I don't want to miss my little time now.
Mm-hmm. And so science shows that walking can also help boost creativity. So if you're listening to this and you're like, what does this have to do with writing and journaling? Well, here we go. So science shows that walking can help boost creativity. And so Audrey, as I mentioned, is a member of the CJ and Write community. She is a writer. She's a full-time writer. And so, Audrey, do you feel like walking every day has helped you as a writer?
I absolutely do for a number of reasons. Number one, like you've always told us in the group, if you get a writer's block, you know, everybody worries about writer's block, mm-hmm. like to take that break and go out and get a walk really helps you sort of think through it. Also, if you're walking with a friend or, you know, sometimes I'm walking with my husband, I'm like, I've got to write this article or, you know, I just don't know the angle. Then I have like some free space to kind of talk it out
right,
and have
right.
ideas. I don't walk with earbuds or headphones. I don't listen to things while I walk. I try not to talk on the phone while I'm walking so I can really be present and mm-hmm. in the moment and have that time to think.
Yeah.
But also, just because I don't know if you know this about me, Javasia, after all these years, but I'm kind of a ham, and I'm kind of a cut up, and my mind is always working. And so when I walk, I started seeing like weird and funny things, or at least things that to me were funny.
Yes, I've noticed. She'll post them on social a lot.
These weird post them things on Instagram. That she sees. And boy, I mean, I live on Southside. I have seen some stuff, but often I would see something like a little vignette, and it would just inspire a little story or a little poem, or I would is it anthropomorphize? Is that the word?
Yes.
Like give human qualities to inanimate objects, yes, and make up little stories about them. I'm not a crazy person, you know, but I just had, you know, so it does inspire creativities to tell these little stories, and just little things pop into my mind. And
can you read some of them for us?
I actually can. So this was back in January. I was walking down Highland Avenue, and for some reason, I question a lot why people do the things they do. Somebody had put a wreath of magnolia leaves on the top of a fire hydrant. And it just looked like a little crown, you know, on the top of this fire hydrant. And so I started thinking about what would the fire hydrant think about, you know, why would this fire hydrant have this crown of magnolia leaves? And so I wrote, "Everyone knew Helga as the Iron Lady who always did her duty. But deep in her valves, she longed to be a mighty magnolia, a living, breathing tree where children climbed and birds nested and sang, whose blossoms perfumed the summer's heavy night air. These are the dreams of an everyday hydrant."
Oh, I love that. That is so good.
I live across the street from Rhodes Park. I don't know if anybody knows Rhodes Park. But it's got, on one side, it's got these black iron fence posts that are all sort of chained together to make a little fence. Mm-hmm. And somebody had put a red hoodie over one, and it was kind of a gray day, and it just really stood out, and the hoodie was kind of blowing in the breeze. And so it looks like some sort of cape or veil or something, you know, flowing off somebody's head. And I wrote, "They all wondered why Prudence couldn't just fall into line like the other posts. But deep in her finial, Prudence knew she was different. One day she would be free of her chains and become a star."
Yes. You know?
So just all these little funny stories, which is a trait I get from my dad.
Yeah.
Actually, Daddy tells these weird, like, little funny vignette stories. You know, I just started writing them down, and so those would spark other stories, and then poems would come, and then, you know, I would think about things when I was working on actual professional jobs, not my weird social media postings, you know, and it would bring up story ideas to pitch, and, you know, I mean, so I'm all in. It's 100% helps your creativity to get out and get those steps in.
I love that. So let's talk about some practical stuff, because, you know, when I do the challenge, people always have, I mean, no shade, y'all, but people always have a lot of excuses as to why they can't walk.
I don't have time.
Right. They're like, I don't have time. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's raining outside. So you're very busy. Mm-hmm. You are a full-time freelancer like I am. Mm-hmm. And full-time freelancers, we are busy because if we're not working, we're not eating.
Exactly. Right?
So we are busy. So I know you're busy. You live here in Birmingham with me, where most of the year it is ridiculously hot.
Exactly.
So how do you get in your 30 minutes, even when you're busy, even when it's hot, even when it's raining? How do you do it?
People ask me all those same questions. And what I always say to them is, if you've got 30 minutes to scroll Instagram and see me walking, you got 30 minutes to go walk.
Audrey called y'all out.
I mean, seriously, and I find myself doing that. I mean, I'm calling myself out. If I'm sitting around and I hadn't walked yet and I'm mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, I'm like, what are you doing with your time? So the whole point of that is, if it's something you want to do, you will make the time to do it. If you want to journal, you will make the time to journal. If you want to bake bread, you will make the time to bake bread. If, you know, you just got to want to do it.
Right.
And as far as the weather, it's all about planning. Really, I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking, you know, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan, which is kind of a hackneyed saying, but it's true.
It's true. It's so true.
And so you have to plan. So if you have a busy day, you have to think, maybe I need to get up early and get my steps in early, or I'm going to do them on my lunch break. Or, I mean, I've walked at City Walk between interviews. You know, you keep the shoes in the car, take them with you. I've walked at City Walk when it rains, because you know what? You're under the interstate.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, Birminghamians, there's a hack for you. If it's raining, go to City Walk.
If it's hot, it's shady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm all about finding the time, just making it a priority. And I'll tell you this, one night, I mean, I was hundreds of days in, and I was about to get in the bed. And I thought, oh, no. I didn't do my walking. I failed to plan. So, and my husband thought I had lost my mind. I put my Apple Watch back on. I'm not promoting Apple Watch. However you want to count your steps. I walked 30 minutes around my condo.
Wow.
I had a knee injury. I crutched 30 minutes around my condo.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, so.
That is dedication,
y'all.
So, like,
y'all. I'm getting it in. I have walked circles around the airport. I have walked circles around the pool deck behind our building. I mean, I'm getting my steps in no matter what.
I love it. The story about you about to get into bed, it reminded me back in, I think it was 2014. It was a while ago, but I made a commitment to exercise every day for 30 minutes. So it didn't have to be walking. It could be just any type of exercise. Mm-hmm. And my husband, Righteous Bo, as I call him, he was very invested in helping me with this. And so I remember one day, it was like near the end of the day, and he was just like, oh my gosh, you didn't exercise today. Like, you remember before I did. And so I had to, like, get up and exercise at, like, 10:30 at night. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do it. You know, I had COVID. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, because I live in a building, you have to take extra precautions.
Right,
like going
right.
down through the floors. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I double masked, went down the service elevator, and I mean, I walked like a block in 30 minutes. Like, I literally could not breathe. if you know about having, and I was so tired. But, I mean, I got my 30 minutes in. I mean, I probably went 0.2 miles or something. But I got my time in. Fortunately, I was not so sick that I was, you know, bedridden
right,
or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, I took all the precautions I could and snuck out of the building.
That was me when I was doing my walks in 2020. Mm-hmm. So on days when the chemo side effects were awful, you know, I would walk like to the end of the block and back, and that would be 30 minutes.
But you know what?
It would take me that long.
But it makes you, even if you walk to the end of the block and back, even if you crutch around the apartment or your house, it does make you feel stronger.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it,
it
makes you
does.
Feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge proponent of mind over matter.
Yeah.
And my husband thinks I'm crazy, because if I start feeling sick, I'm like, I'm going to think this away. Like, I'm just going to will myself to not
too.
Get sick.
I do that all the time.
Like, sickness, go away.
Yes.
Like, I can't
it
give
works.
In to you.
I feel like it works.
And as soon as I give in, then I'm down for the
yes.
count. But if you can get those steps in, or get your do your 30 minutes of journaling, or whatever your personal commitment is, you'll feel better. You'll feel like you've done at least one thing.
Yes, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, Audrey is a part of my CJ and Wright community. And if you would like to know more about that, I'm going to tell you a good way that you can get connected with us. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. All right, so let's talk even more about journaling. So I mentioned on that previous episode that I actually used to keep a walking journal where I would journal about how I felt after my walk or ideas that came to me during my walk. So Audrey, do you journal?
I am a sporadic journaler. Okay. I journal off and on at times. I'm kind of like your grandmother would say, people that only came to church on Sunday and didn't do anything else. They're like backsliders. You know, I'm like a journaling backslider. Like I'm all in. I'm all in for, you know, at times, and then I'll kind of let it go. I kept one of those like little daily journals. Mm-hmm. I did that for like 2.5 years.
Oh, that's good.
And like every day, just a few little sentences. Yeah. But then like it kind of like trailed off, mm-hmm. you know, I left it at home on a vacation or something and just never picked it back up. But I do journal at times.
At times. Okay. And so what are some things, and I don't know if this is something that you've journaled about, but what's something that you've learned about yourself from almost 1,000 days of walking?
So some things that I've learned about myself, I've certainly learned that I have some sort of inner strength and perseverance that I can set my mind to do something and do it and bring it to fruition. The other thing I've learned, like I mentioned earlier, I'm an extrovert, and I don't do well by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been surrounded by people. I've never really lived by myself. I've just get my energy from people. And so that was really hard during the pandemic for me because my husband still had to go to work and I'd be at home. And so I really learned, especially through walking, that I can do things on my own mm-hmm. and enjoy my own company.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't need somebody with me all the time. I don't need to be talking to somebody all the time. And if my husband would come home from work and be too tired to walk, you know, or wouldn't want to walk with me, that I could go by myself and be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really helped me, too, in my writing, because I can take the time to write and not worry about, you know, whether I have people around me or, you know, if I'm mm-hmm. missing out on something. So it's really helped me on my focus. And I'd say the third thing that I really learned, because I don't listen to music or, you know, no offense, podcasts or anything. I don't listen to anything when I walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to talk on the phone. I've really learned how to be in the moment and be present. One reason I don't is because Birmingham's not a pedestrian friendly town.
This is very true.
And sorry, Birminghamians, y'all look out for the walkers. And I've nearly been hit by cars several times. So I don't listen to things so I can hear what's going on around me. But also, not only cars, but like if you're out at a state park or something like that, you can hear the birds, you can hear the wind, and people say, how do you see all these things? Well, I see all these weird things that I find because I'm not looking at my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people walking, looking at their phone. They just stumble along and they're just looking straight in their phone. They never look up. People are always listening to something. And they're missing out on the big, beautiful, weird world around them. I mean, you will never see you know, somebody's cast off underwear under a bush.
And this is a true story. It's she true. Has seen underwear.
I've seen, and not as much underwear as I thought I'd see. But, you know, keys, glasses, socks, you know, notes, mm-hmm. like all these things I find, I would have never seen if I'd been glued to my phone. So I really learned how to really be in the moment and try to not think about things that might be troubling me or, you know, just really focus on my surroundings and where I am and enjoying, for good or bad, what's, you know, going on around me. I mean, it could be pouring down rain, but it's, you know, it's fun. You know, it feels good. I don't walk in lightning. If there's lightning, I don't walk. That. Don't walk when it's lightning.
Don't do that.
But really, lightning is about the only thing that keeps me inside.
Something you said earlier that really struck me when you said that walking kind of showed you how to enjoy your own company.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, journaling does that for mm-hmm. me. Walking does that for me too. Mm-hmm. But journaling also does that. I mean, even when I will go on a solo date,
mm-hmm.
you know, I take my journal with me because, you know, when I don't have another human mm-hmm. there to keep me company, I can enjoy my own company, and I do that through my journaling.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy, you know, being with my own thoughts through my journal.
And it really helps you work through things. Generally, when I'm journaling is when I'm going through something,
mm-hmm.
when I really feel like I need to get the thoughts out of my head and down onto paper. That's when I'm really there every Sunday morning, you know. That's when I am up at the altar on my hands and knees praying to the journal gods, like, you know, let me get through this. And it works.
Yeah.
Because my mind is all, like, thoughts are cycling mm-hmm. through. My mind is never quiet. So sometimes, like, it really helps to write those things mm-hmm. down. And then you can go back and see, like, a progression.
Right.
Like, exactly. Boy, you were down, but now you're up.
Right, exactly.
And then you were back down, but now you're now up. You're up.
So Audrey brought her journal with her.
I did.
And she has a few special entries that she's actually going to share with us. So you want to share with those with us now?
So a few years ago, this was back in what are we in, 2023 now? This was in 2021, and I was going through a rough patch
mm-hmm.
At my job. It was not good. And so on April 24th, 2021,
okay.
I wrote, it's April 24th, 2021, and today is the day I start working for myself and not for other people. I will use my ideas for my benefit. I will promote my talents. And then I wrote this in big, mad, angry, like handwriting. I said, in 1 year, I will, number one, have opened my own art gallery. Number two, be making significant money by freelancing. Three, will be creating and selling my own art. And then in all caps and big, mad print, I wrote, the future starts now.
Yes. So she's putting that declaration out there. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the life that she wants, and she's declaring that it will happen. So.
And you know where I learned to do this? This manifesting?
Where?
No surprise, from you. And in fact, I'll just take this minute and, you know, and I'll tell anybody this, not just because I'm on this podcast. I'd have never done any of the things that I have done in the last 11 or 12 years without you.
Aww.
Like, I would have never been as far into blogging as I was, because I learned all about blog management and promotion, and even so much as how to, you know, work the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I met people that helped me through C. Jane Wright. I met people that helped me figure out things I couldn't figure out on my own, people that I would have never met otherwise. I'd have never published my book except for going to one of your workshops on self-publishing that sparked that idea. I would have never had the courage to quit my job and go all in as a full-time freelancer. I'd have never been journaling and manifesting any of this stuff.
Aww.
But for you. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you
for making the life I live possible. So you were saying that when you need people to tell you kind things to build you up, when you feel like you don't have a purpose, you have literally changed my life.
Oh, y'all, she's made it what it is. I promise I didn't pay her to say any of this.
Nope. She didn't know. And now she's going to be reaching for the Kleenex and dabbing. But then 6 months later in October, I have a crisis of confidence. I'm all in here going, well, it's been 4 months since I wrote this, you know, five since my grand declaration. So far I have, and then basically wrote, done nothing. Like, you know, resigned myself to the fact that I'll never, you know, do these things because I lack the discipline. I've decided that I don't have any skills. I've, you know, given up on my ideas, you know. I mean, all these things like this then the little low depressed, the little tiny handwriting.
Yeah, and y'all can't see this, but there definitely is a difference. Like the entry before when she was declaring stuff, the letters are all big, and then the other entry where she's having this crisis of confidence, everything's all tiny. Yeah. Which, you know, the symbolism there, you know, kind of smacks you in the face, right?
You know, here's, like, I'm, like, extroverts, you know, it's like, I just want to go live in the woods and hide from all the things that are going on in the world, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound like who you are as a person.
And so then I get sideways in my journal and start writing diagonally, which Virgos do not do. So I must have been having some kind of spell there.
Yeah, you just weren't yourself.
And so I go through and, you know, look, fight that imposter syndrome. That's right here a few months later. But then, lo and behold, a little more than a year later, in July of 2022, I quit my job.
She quit the job, y'all.
I quit the job, y'all. The job that I was being quiet fired from, the job that was giving me heart palpitations, the job that was giving me stomach ulcers and sleepless nights and all that kind of stuff. I said, enough is enough. And I did it. And I'm freelancing, you know why. And she did not pay me to say, like, I am free, like, I am the evangelist. I did it because I started doing the things you did when you left teaching. Mm-hmm. I started reaching out to the editors because I've been freelancing for 20 or 25 years. I started reaching out to my editor saying, look, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
Can you give me enough work to fill in the gaps? I started reaching out to people I knew. Which is exactly what you said to do.
That's exactly what I did.
I mean, I was on the plan. I went through all my bills. What can I afford to live without? You know, what's extraneous? What can I cut? Where can I cut? What can I made my budget? What do I need to live, and how am I going to get it?
Yeah.
And I did those things, and so I was able to walk into my job on July 15th, 2022, and say, y'all have a nice life.
Peace out, homie.
I was going to say, sister Deuces. Girl is out. Enjoy all that fun. And now I'm literally living my best life. I'm doing all the things in my thing. I don't have an art gallery, but I have an art studio.
Yes, she does.
Because I'm a visual artist as well. I have an art studio. I've sold my art. We're going to be at the punk rock flea market selling art, my husband and me.
Nice.
I am making significant money freelancing, just like I said I would. And in fact, at sometimes I have more work than I can...
Yes, I can take on.
As soon as I quit my job and put it out there in the world, the blessings started coming.
Yes.
Thank you, sweet baby Jesus.
Yes.
The blessings started coming, though, and all because of my relationship with Javasia, because I've followed the plan, because I'd been writing and working, because I journaled it into existence.
Yes, journal it into existence. Listen to that, y'all.
Journaled it into existence. And I really did in big print.
Yes, big bold letters.
Drawing pictures all around it, little hearts and flowers and stuff. You got to bring the stuff to fruition.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I love it.
But thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Something else you said that when I was asking you what you've learned about yourself, and you said that you've learned that you are stronger than you thought you were, or you've learned about some inner strength that you have. And that reminded me of a podcast episode that I talked about on my last episode. So Mel Robbins, she had this podcast episode about walking and about the power of walking, the benefits of walking. And on that episode, she was talking to a neuroscientist who was talking about how walking helps build resilience. And so he was more so talking about resilience in your body.
Which it does.
Which it does, absolutely. I mean, there are studies that show that walking can strengthen your heart. It can lower blood sugar. It can ease joint pain. It can boost your immune system, boost your energy. It can even improve memory and brain function. And when I was going through chemo, my doctors and nurses said that my body was being very resilient, that it was coping with the chemotherapy very well. And my doctor even said to me, I suspect the fact that you're walking every day has something to do with that. So yes, walking builds your resilience in your body, but I'm convinced it builds your resilience in your spirit too.
I would agree 100%.
You know, like you walking every day for 1,000 days, like that is showing you that you can show up for yourself. It's showing you that you can take that leap to go full-time freelance.
That you can make yourself a priority.
Right, exactly.
I've had like, you know, I'll go visit my parents, you know, and we drive down 4 hours to my parents' house. And, you know, first thing I do is get out of the car and go, like, I got to do my steps now. And my mother often says, can't you just skip a day?
No.
And I say, no, I cannot. But it is making yourself a priority. And I think women especially need this because you spend so much time giving to others and doing things for others. But if you don't keep yourself strong and healthy, you can't be there for other people. You can't do all the things that you either need to do or want to do. Exactly. I wish I'd found walking a long time ago.
Exactly. And I think journaling goes in that same category. Exactly. Like when you take time to journal, you're making yourself a priority. And when you take that time to do so, you're building yourself up so that you can go help other folks and do the things that you want to do for your family and for your friends and even on your job.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how this podcast came to be, and then I am going to give you your journal prompt for the week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a journaling prompt, and this week is no different. So we were just talking about resilience, and so that is the thing I want you thinking about for this week's prompt. So here it is. What challenges have you faced in the past? How did you overcome these tough times? And how did these challenges make you stronger? I'll read that one more time for you. What challenges have you faced in the past? How did you overcome these tough times? And how did these challenges make you stronger? Audrey, what do you think about that prompt?
I think it's a great prompt, and it really gives you a lot to think about, a lot to chew on. And I heard somebody interviewed that had written their autobiography about their tough life, and they said, you know, when you're going through tough times, often you don't realize you're just trying to get through day to day, like you're just making it. And then when you look back and reflect on it, maybe through journaling, mm-hmm. you think, darn, that was bad. like how did I make it through that? And it kind of reinforces your strength mm-hmm. and resilience mm-hmm. as a person. And so when you look back and think, like when you're all up in it, it's kind of hard to make sense of it, which journaling will help you do. But once you get past something, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, like in your case, cancer, or in my case, like I went through a terribly traumatic divorce. Mm-hmm. When you look back on that stuff, you're like, I'm a warrior woman.
Yes.
Like how did I, like, I don't know how I did that, but somehow I did. And if I can do that, I can do anything. Yes. Quit my job. Sure. Whatever. You know, I've been through worse than this, you know. So I think it's a great prompt to reflect on. And even if your challenges aren't great, even if your challenges are, I couldn't get my toddler into his clothes into daycare this morning, you know, when you write about these things and how you get through them, it really helps you focus and I think identify methods that you can use to do other things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can look back and look for trends, you know, mm-hmm. what worked and also what didn't work.
Right, exactly. So, I love that.
Yeah, yelling at the toddler does not work. Threatening to take him to daycare in his pajamas does work. Ask me how I know these things.
Oh, fun fact. I used to be Audrey's son's teacher.
Yes, my son's English teacher.
Fun fact.
Exactly.
So, Audrey, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. This has been just a thrill. Just loved every minute of it. Thank you so much.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
On the interwebs. You can look for my website, AudreyAtkinsWriter.com, if you want to work with me, if you want some freelancing help. I'm on Instagram at AudreyOutloud. I'm on Facebook, Audrey McDonald Atkins. Same on LinkedIn, Audrey McDonald Atkins. And my husband and I have a new website where we're doing some different stuff. It's more art and zines, a different kind of writing, a little bit edgier type. And that's at popskullstudios.com.
Nice.
Popskull Studios.
All right. And I will link all of that in the show notes as well. And per usual, I would love for you to share with me how things are going with your journaling journey. You can find me on Instagram at Righteous Babe, and you know how to spell it. You can also find me at C. Javacia Wright. And so, again, I'd love to hear how journaling is going for you and how it's helping you discover that you too are resilient. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.